And here we go with another podcast, guys, coming at you.
No.
Coming at you with another podcast. It's another doozy, guys. Talk a little bit about COVID. We found out some family of ours got COVID.
Stick around to see who it is.
Yeah, stick around to see who the big winners are. Yeah, they should be fine, though. But anyways, spoiler alert. it was just chicken pox. Also, talk about David Dobrik. Bought a new house, killing it as always. Even Tyler thought of him and all his hypotheticals.
Talk about my trip to Hocking Hills.
Yes. Talk about...
dude, I finally got my camera. Wood.
Tyler finally got his camera, thank God. And
I just like touching it. I just like...
touching it? Yeah. You stroking it? Lens?
I literally zoomed just it like
in and out and in and out.
This.
Yeah.
Partially because this is like $1,000 just sitting in my hand right now.
Look at Tyler. Lick it. All right. He just sniffed
smells
his...
so good.
He just sniffed his camera lens. All right. I'm grossed out. Let's just get into this podcast. Please put your seats in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. Tyler, it's good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you, too.
Tyler had to take a paid leave of absence. We don't make any money from this podcast, so... I threw him a couple quarters.
I think I deserve more than a couple quarters. Maybe.
Hey, we made a few bucks from the podcast so far.
How much have we made so
definitely,
far?
We definitely like $5.
$5.
We've definitely took a big hit by moving over to... I do like the platform we're on, but man, we missed the SoundCloud people because we were getting triple... this is the second time you've talked shit about SoundCloud.
The SoundCloud people didn't pay us.
Okay, yeah, that app. And they charged you. That's the funny part. They charged you for using the system, too. Mm-hmm. So
we like Anchor.
Yes, as you can see by the ad that you just listened to, thank you for listening to that.
We
do have Anchor. We use Anchor, and it is a really good system. And they let you read an ad right off the bat. And we're a small podcast, and but that's all good. Today is Wednesday. We didn't do a podcast last week. As far as work and shit like that, Tyler and I are on a different universe. Tyler is on planet Earth, mm-hmm. and I'm on Mars.
Yes. pretty much.
I make my own schedule, which is the most minimum amount of hours to work as possible. Of course, I mean, I definitely schedule off plenty of time for anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. I'm full time if we count that. Oh man. I feel like anxiety is partly like just procrastination a lot of times too. Like I'm letting something from something that's coming up bother me, and maybe I'm even putting it off or something. Maybe I just need to have a conversation with somebody or. You know, mm-hmm. Before I start talking about anxiety, the whole podcast, on a lighter note, my father has COVID.
Yeah, remember that disease that we've talked about?
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know. A handful of times, not a disease, I'm sorry, a virus that we've talked about a handful of times, and, you know, it's not real.
It's right.
But apparently.
Is this a new thing for you to say COVID's not real?
No.
But speaking of which, your cousin slash sister, mm-hmm. she got the COVID.
Yeah, she had it already. She already like went through the dang thing.
So she recovered. Yeah, so I didn't realize she had it. My dad mentioned it to me, but yeah, I got a text from my dad. Like I knew that he was getting tested. Like I was like, okay, well, hope you don't have it. You know, Arkansas is not too bad. My parents live in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Shout out to Hot Springs, Arkansas.
It's a beautiful place.
It is beautiful. I don't like going there that much. Well, I mean, grow up there. You know how that is. You know, like, yeah. I mean, Sadler wakes up in hives every day just because he's lives so close to Rossford, where he grew up.
Yeah, whatever. So yeah, you gotta know,
you have that same kind of feeling about places you grew up. Like, it's just, you just kind of want to put it behind you. Like, I mean, I have a couple bad memories, really just one bad memory that kind of like just still bothers me at times. Like, I still have a bad relationship with somebody because of this memory. Or I feel like I do, but I just like, I don't know. Like, I just kind of put the past behind me and moved on. Mm-hmm. And then even being there, it just doesn't feel, I mean, I enjoy being around my family and stuff, but I just get this bad vibe being there. I just don't like it that much. Like, it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just something like, put it behind me, and I don't even like going back to visit. So
that's the thing. Like, it's a beautiful place. I loved every second of it.
Mm-hmm. It is very beautiful. You and your camera happy self and
my drone happy self over there.
Unlike, you know, the gangsters having two phones, Tyler has two brand new cameras. He's just only in possession of one.
That's correct.
Because I don't know, we even talk about Canon going, the website going down.
Yeah, we talked about it on here.
So yeah,
I bought a camera from Canon, and I haven't gotten it yet. Bought it a couple weeks ago,
and
it got hacked. So yeah. Literally, on Monday, I hopped onto a different website, B&H, ordered the same camera.
Yeah, I didn't think about you just being able to, when that first one comes in, or the first one you ordered comes in the mail, you can just send it right back.
Just send it back.
Give you all your money back.
Yep.
Those assholes better not try to keep your fucking overnight shipping.
Yeah, that was some shit. I paid $35 for overnight shipping.
Never got that shipping. So really, you're going to end up getting some money back. Okay, so you reordered it, and you got, so now you're out like a couple grand, more than a couple grand.
Yeah, I'm out more than a couple grand.
At this point, but you should be getting that money back. So
because my first...
Or you will get that money back.
I will get that money back. The first setup that I bought was only $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
What I have now was $22.
Holy shit. Wait. So you're out three grand right now?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's a little different than $2,000.
Well, yeah, it's one more.
But so you, what all did you buy this time?
I bought the same camera body, but I bought a different lens.
Okay, so you bought a lot nicer lens.
Feel it. Don't drop this. This is expensive. Gotcha. Feel the gotcha. Glass. It's thick.
Man, this is, I mean, just the heaviness.
Premium.
It's crazy. Feel the, what do you mean, feel the glass?
That's what they call a lens. It's glass.
Oh, they just call it glass. Yeah. Okay. It's really nice. Nella.
Brand, sorry, I'm yelling at my dog.
Brand spanking new. So, yeah. So, the big reason, I mean, Tyler would have just waited for the first one to come, but he's at a little bit of a crunch time because he is going to be doing the photography. Oh, did you decide if you're doing a video? Are you going to do it?
I won't do video. I'll just take photos.
Or, I mean, because I want to set up my phone if we want to.
You can set up your phone for...
For memory. We have a tripod. I don't have a ton of tripod. I mean, I guess I can probably. Well, no, I can't order one. It's too late now.
I still have, dude. I've got the one tripod that you gave me for the cell phone. Remember which one I'm talking about? The little thin one.
Little thin one. Yeah. But you know we need a tall tripod to put it on top of.
We'll figure it out. I'm sure there's a spot. It's Botanical Gardens. There's a place to put it on.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, I'll try to get there a little earlier.
But like, check this out. Let me show you the difference in just, like, what I have here. So, like, this is a $400 camera. That was the first one I bought.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't know if I finished my sentence. Tyler was at a crunch because he's doing photography for his sister's wedding, my cousin. And she's my first, second cousin to get married. So, pretty exciting. He seems to be a pretty cool guy. And they're getting married Sunday, so shout out to them. But yeah, so Tyler was very much at a crunch.
And then this one's $1,000.
Okay, this is, okay. Not a bit really big difference in weight.
No, but you can just feel the difference.
Oh, yeah, as far as the shape? Okay, yeah.
Just the quality of what it feels like.
Oh, wow. So, like... They really stepped it. Okay, for one thing, you got the. I love this.
Flip,
I mean,
LCD
you can literally
screen.
Decide to be a. Can you flip this around?
Yeah, you can rotate it. Just don't rotate it the wrong way.
You can definitely decide it. Like, it's an upgrade because, I mean, for one thing, it fits in your hand better. Like,
hell yeah.
They took the time to, like, I'd feel so nervous handling this. Mess with them. which is so funny because my cell phone's probably harder to hold on to than that because the grip's on it.
Your phone, and I never drop my phone.
Well, yeah. But yeah, like the funny part is like unless you're going to be doing it photography or like you have a real love interest for it, man, alive. Okay, so you have a different connection now.
Yeah.
Compared. Okay. All right. I would say unless you are a big hobbyist or you have a love for photography, going to do it as work, there's no reason to have a camera nowadays.
No, not with the phones that you have. There's no
reason whatsoever because of the phones we have nowadays. The phones we have nowadays are just insane. I remember I got a camcorder because I was wanting to film some videos.
Camcorder.
Or, I mean, I guess it was still called a camcorder.
What they're called. That's just crazy that used to be the name of them.
I think it did mostly videos. But holy shit, it cost me $400. I took it back the next day because the quality was worse than my iPhone.
Yeah.
It was $400. It's amazing. And they just, especially with the iPhone, they keep on upping the quality of their camera. Every single phone now. And I mean, there's not as much to update nowadays. I mean, we're kind of plateaued when it comes to iPhones. And they're saying the next wave is probably going to be glasses, which to an extent I think will be somewhat popular. But I mean, that will be a little bit of adjustment for people. I think
the idea is cool, like to have a piece of glass in front of your eyes that can project onto that screen.
Which Google tried. It didn't go very well. It was a little overpriced, which is funny because now that's what the price of the iPhone is. It was about $1,000 or so. Maybe it was $2,000, but I thought it was $1,000. And now that's what you're about paying for your iPhone anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to look basically like just regular cool sunglasses, like that stereotypical normal style of sunglasses that, kind of just a really popular date. I can't even think of, who everybody has basically knockoffs, but there's a main
Ray-Bans.
Ray-Bans. Yes. Okay. Ray-Bans. That style is like the token chill sunglasses. Everybody,
the casual,
the casual sunglasses that everybody looks pretty good in, you know. Yeah. they just look good on anybody, really. They're just sharp
at any time.
Yeah. And I mean, you can go to Dollar Tree and get
something pretty similar. Yeah.
get pretty similar for the most part. So where was I going with that? let me drink a coffee to reload again real quick.
Is that your first coffee today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pretty much just woke up and come over.
Did you?
I texted you. I was still in bed when I texted you and let you know I'm about to head your way. And, I mean, I did head your way right away. I just went by Walgreens to grab a couple things. And that's when my dad called me about having COVID.
Oh, so he just told you that today?
Yeah, I just found out today. I knew he was getting tested yesterday. But I didn't know. He got tested for COVID, but I was thinking he didn't have it. You know, I was hoping he didn't have it. I knew it wasn't as bad in Arkansas.
We forgot to finish the story. So, like, why did he get tested? Just to get tested?
He wasn't feeling well. He went to the doctor. He was on some medication, and he was already coming out of it. So, I'm kind of curious what date. I mean, he's probably already like a week in at this point. So, my dad said my brother was bummed out because he can't go to work and stuff, and he had quite the routine now with work, and now he's got to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then my mom too, and which my mom both they're active. I mean, especially my mom's huge Pokemon person, so she's always walking around.
Sure.
She puts in at least several hours a day, you know, walking and doing the Pokemon Go. Shout out to people that still play Pokemon Go, which I do a little bit. I'll jump on there. In fact, the other night I put down a sense and caught Pokemon for an hour, which that sense used to only be like 15 minutes. No, it used to be 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Now they're an hour because of COVID, because everybody's stuck at home.
Everybody's stuck, yeah.
And so like back to back for an hour, every minute another one popped up. So I caught probably at least 30 Pokemon.
Nice.
And got a And since I don't play super regularly, there's always every once in a while a new one that I don't have pops up. So it was very much a fun game. In fact, when it first came out, man, my brother and I played a lot, and my brother even more than me. He would, there's this sweet spot at the mall where like you could go and hit the different, so there's these, what do they call them? Certain spots or whatever you hit and you get more balls.
You're talking about Pokestops.
Pokestops. Yeah. And there was a certain mall spot, so it was well lit, and you would go in this certain pattern and you could hit like four or five of them real easily. And so my brother would be out there until as much as like 5 o'clock in the morning at times.
Damn.
Walking Pokemon forever.
Dude, I remember how excited I was when that game first came out.
It was insane too, man, going to places that are that really had a lot of Pokemon stops, mm-hmm. running to people, you know, it's super easy to start up a conversation with somebody because you could easily tell if it was for when they're, you know, walking and looking at their cell phone and
does anyways, right?
To an extent, yeah. Usually you're staying still. But you definitely could tell when somebody swipes on their phone. Like
you know the swipes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My mom drives me crazy. You definitely got to experience it when they were here. This is my mom playing Pokemon Go. So there's part of the game where, like, you're attacking each other. And you're
battling.
Gotta, like, tap on the screen. You know? This is how I tap. Okay? Do you hear that?
Can't even hear it.
You don't hear anything. My mom tapping.
Yes.
Like, no freaking joke. And I was about to go online with.
And then we all look around the room. We're like, what is that Uber. Noise?
Yeah.
And then we all look at Aunt Veronica, and she's over there.
I mean, just...
smacking away. It's insane.
It is the most annoying thing in the world.
Hey, she's...
She loves it. And it occupies her mind. It's really good for her. She has anxiety, and I feel like mine's going to get worse. I got it coming from both sides of the family. But I know I've been thinking about it more, too, and I think I'm going to try to go to a doctor in the next month here, try to maybe get on some medication or something, or at least especially when it's much worse, and just so I can pop some medicine.
Before you do that, why don't you try, like, CBD, like, every day?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I did try some of those pills. I mean, I probably need to take them consistently. I guess I just need to go to of health store would probably have some, right?
Do something natural before you get like a fucking medication prescribed to you. Try it.
Which, because then I'll be probably kind of bummed. I won't be able to drink as much on a lot of prescriptions.
Yeah,
of
definitely not.
Because
can't drink
not
alcohol.
That it would hurt you. A lot of the medication they'll give you, it won't work when you're drinking or whatever. And then I'm kind of curious I cooked and we did, watch a fight and I did a chewable,
Are you talking about an edible?
Just straight up a chewable. Edible.
Edible.
A chewable is completely different.
I mean, it was a gummy, so
edible.
It was chewable.
It was a gummy edible. And I did that, but I drank two. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't feel that good with the cross.
It's a crossfade.
Crossfade.
It's terrible.
Hey, I wasn't having anxiety, though. I was just majorly crossfade.
It's a terrible feeling.
So, like, it is just a weird feeling.
Yeah, I don't like
it's
it.
It's just a weird feeling. And I still drank. So that's why I was crossfaded. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, if I just chill and just do a gummy and see how that would be for me too. But just the CBD oil, I haven't really tried the pills. I've heard they're better than just I've tried like vaping the CBD oil, and I'm not even addictive enough to get where I even will continuously do. A pill is probably a way to go for me.
Try a CBD pill first.
Yeah, I will try to. So
do you still have that card that I gave you?
I do. Oh, yeah, and that's something local, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I have it. Yeah, I think it. Yeah, it's in the bag. I've took both of those pills.
That's where my coworker got it.
Shout out to your coworker that listens to the podcast. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want us to say her name. Oh, I don't know her name anyways.
Has anxiety, same thing.
Has anxiety, and she takes the CBD, and she doesn't even take it regularly, right? She just takes
just when
it
when she feels it.
Feels it. So I feel like for me, it'd be something good, consistent to.
Yeah.
And two, you know, to an extent, you get that placebo effect too. It is kind of funny how like
it's a real thing,
major thing. Yeah, I feel like that might even be what ibuprofen does to me at this point. I'm like, I can't believe how well ibuprofen still works on me. I take it probably more than I should, or I take it every. That's kind of my like my miracle drug when it comes to having a headache, any kind of pain. I had a bad toothache this last week. In fact, I canceled one day.
You canceled the podcast.
I canceled because my toothache was that fine. And then I think you were already passed out when I tried it because, like, I took some medication, got some ibuprofen. And I've been doing these drops on it. And I really just need to go to the freaking dentist.
Yeah, so what is it just like, is it a cavity or what's up? You don't
like,
know?
The tooth is broken apart back here where, like, it's right, either the one that's right next to the wisdom, which maybe it's next to the wisdom tooth, and the wisdom tooth has grown and maybe pushed on it or something and like broken it up. But on the other side, it's already broken up pretty good. But it might have like just it got irritated at some sort, maybe with some food gets stuck in it some, which is so annoying. I need to always have toothpicks on me so I can pick. But so it even swole up on me pretty good there. So I really should have went to the dentist.
Yeah, you should.
I just took some ibuprofen and was putting this numbing stuff on it. So anybody that wants to put off going to the dentist and have don't a toothache, it. Just go to...
No.
I was like, don't do it.
Don't
and
do
I'm
it.
Like, yeah, the stuff works really well that numbs it.
What's it called?
And just any toothache pain, it's just like in a little droplet thing and like, and you just put it back there.
Do you jack off with that too?
Oh my gosh. I put it on my hand and it's like somebody else is doing all the work.
Yeah, right?
Like my hand's completely numb. Uh-huh. But the issue is that it goes on your dick then, and so your dick's numb.
That's a problem.
Good times. Good times.
You know, we were going to do the podcast yesterday and the producer was here, like ready to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She wanted to hang out, podcast with us.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bummer.
And I didn't call her today because you came like right away, so I didn't really give her a chance to come over.
Okay. Well, bummer. Oh, she wanted. She had things to share, huh?
She wanted to chill.
She. Okay.
I think she just wanted to shit on you.
She does like that. She. We used to be best buddies, but now we're not.
Not anymore.
Because I stole her mom. She still doesn't forgive me for that.
You definitely did steal her mom.
That's bullshit. That's she still complaining about this? Okay, so I lived at Tyler's mom's house. I've mentioned this before, Deanna. Shout out to Deanna. And me and her would easily hang out. I mean, this is Sierra's fault. She never took any attempt. If she wanted to try to hang out with her mom, she could have easily done that. But no, because I'm there, she just makes her feel like, no, I never hang out with you, mom.
You know,
she would go fucking hide in a room all the time.
You know she's listening to this right now, right?
I don't give a shit. Suck it, Sierra.
Wow. And you know, she's not listening to us. My mother's listening to this, and she's going to tell
Sierra.
She's going
to tattle. Yeah. Don't be a fucking narc, Deanna.
That's great.
Oh, man.
Dude, so I never got to talk to you about it because it's our first podcast, but I went to Hocking Hills for the first time.
Right.
Last week.
Without me.
Without you, I'm sorry.
I'm not as beautiful to take along, I guess.
That is correct. That is correct, sir. But yeah, I took, what day was that? It was a Saturday.
Is this the one of the places you talked about us going, right?
Yes, this is the place I talked about us going.
So you got a spot for us to go? We need to fucking go now.
I know the places now.
Yeah.
But this was the first time that I went, and I took a friend.
Do you feel like going Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, actually, maybe. I'll let you know. Maybe maybe Monday. Just depends on how late we are on Sunday night.
Yeah.
But anyways, I went to Hocking Hills last Saturday with a friend. First time both of us have ever been there. And, dude, it's exactly what I told you it was. Like, it doesn't feel like you're in Ohio at all anymore. There's, like, this point in the drive where it all just, you see nothing but fields, like, the entire time, right? And then you get to this certain point, it's, like, after Columbus, you know, about 30 minutes south of Columbus, southeast of Columbus, you go up this little hill, and you look off into the distance, and you start to see, like, I don't want to call them mountains because they're not mountains, but really big hills. You can see the change in the landscape. And you're like, oh, wow. Like, this just changed dramatically super fast.
I think that proves Ohio should be like four states.
Yeah, it's weird. But like you look off in the distance and you see that and you start seeing the smoke rolling through the really tall hills. Can't even call them mountains. But it's like the Smoky Mountains area. That's exactly what it looked like. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. This is exactly what I want.
Smoky Mountains, that's in Ohio?
No, but I'm saying like that's what it looks like. It looks like the Smoky Mountains.
Oh, that's what the term Smoky Mountains comes from, is like the fog coming up.
Yeah, it's the fog rolling through. And that's what it looked like. And this is exactly...
That makes complete sense, but I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we went to like three or four different places that were like...
You need to post some more pictures.
The big spots. So I actually didn't take a lot of photos where I was there. Because the friend that I was with was very distracting, and that's fine. But the spots were beautiful. It was a lot of hiking, and the whole time I was saying, like, don't, it's not going to rain on us. We're fine. Like, it's not going to rain. It sprinkled a little bit.
Don't ever say that.
And I was like, it's not going to rain. It's going to sprinkle a little bit. It's fine. We get there. We go to the first location, which is called Ash Cave. I got some photos of it. I can show you this place, actually. Super tall cave, like unrealistically tall. It's insane looking. But like, if you want to scroll through a couple of those, you can kind of see how big it is.
Okay, yeah, I remember the one of the pictures you put up.
Go the other way. There you go.
What was that big crazy cave?
That was a big.
This looks like a state park.
That's pretty much what it is. It's all state park kind of. But it was a beautiful.
Oh, you did a panorama.
Yeah, doesn't that one look good?
That is a perfect panorama.
That's like us standing in the cave looking out.
You gotta have a steady hand to do this really well.
Yeah, you do.
They made it easier, but you still gotta have a really good steady. Wow, people look so small. Wow, that's huge.
Which photo is that? Let me see.
Oops. Oh, crap. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a huge cave, dude.
Yeah. So you can you, okay. You can go really far into it then?
Yep. You can go pretty deep into it. But at the. Like somewhere towards the middle of that cave, there's a waterfall that comes over the top, but it's nothing crazy. It's just like a nice little line of water. It's pretty cool. But that's called Ash Cave. And then we went to a couple other different places. The one that
there's a fucking road right over it.
Which spot?
Or a bridge.
A bridge. Now that's called, that's called Old Man's Cave. So that was the place
the waterfall's amazing.
That's the place that I actually posted a photo on Instagram. That was the last place that we visited. That's like one of the most popular ones. You see a lot of photographers and people take photos of that specific waterfall and post it on social media. So, like, it was nice to see that for the first time in person. But I kept saying it wasn't going to rain. After we left Ash Cave, we went to this next place where we hiked out, and it was her decision to take a two-mile hike. We were at, like, this fork in the road, and one was, like, back
you
to
sure
the
you
car.
Didn't pressure in, her no. into it?
One was like a fork.
Tyler is really mean about pressuring people into walks where you get all torn up. All right,
calm down. There was a fork. One was like 5 minutes back to the truck or a two-mile hike. And I was like, you pick. I don't care. We're here. Let's do something. She's like, let's go this way. So we take the two-mile hike. 5 minutes into the hike, starts raining. But not like a crazy rain. Like we're just getting wet a little bit. 5 minutes later, dude, I'm talking downpour. And we are just... trudging through downpour rain through these trails, which was actually fun. And there was actually a lot of people on the trails clearly prepared for the rain. Like they were all in like their little raincoats and stuff hiking.
Was the ground slippery at all?
A little bit. And I wasn't wearing hiking boots or anything. I was just wearing my tennis shoes. I actually told her to dress, like wear some good shoes. And she actually put on hiking boots, which I'm glad she did. It was all waterproof. So she was fine. But like I was in fucking shorts and a t-shirt carrying a backpack with tennis shoes. I was sliding all over the fucking place.
I think hiking boots is the worst. Doesn't make sense. Hiking boots. Why the fuck would you ever want to hike with boots?
They have good tread.
I guess unless
they have good tread.
They're really light boots. I mean, I guess nowadays with technology and stuff, yeah, they're good tread, but I'd much rather have shoes.
She was stomping through the rain and puddles the entire time, and I was like, ooh, puddle here. Dodge,
did she have
dodge,
an umbrella?
Dodge.
Did she have a cute little
No umbrella. But we took that 2 mile hike.
Singing in the rain.
And then we had to take 2 miles back. It wasn't a loop, it was a straight shot. So we went 2 miles through the rain, 2 miles back, got back to the truck. And then...
Did you shake all the water out of your hair? Sexy like Tyler?
No. But then we went to a couple other different places that were beautiful. I did not take that many photos because I was just like... It was like one of those times where you're in the moment the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to be there. You want to just experience it.
When I'm on vacation or like, I'm so bad at taking pictures.
Yeah. But the entire time I was thinking, this is kind of funny, like in the background, the entire time I was thinking about David Dobrik. And this is why. So
shout out to David Dobrik. Yes, we're tagging him.
The entire time on this trip, I've never spent this much time with her in like one time before. So like I left at 5:30. I got at her house at 6. So I was with her from 6 a.m. all the way until like 8 p.m. So I was with her all day. And she's one of those people that like I connect with like when it comes to comedy. Mm-hmm. Like we're just like really funny and goofy around each other. But like this entire time, I realized the whole time we were doing nothing but theoretical humor. And like we were doing nothing but building off of each other the entire time. Like
popping a bunch of theoreticals.
Yeah. Like talking shit about people that we were looking at and then building off of like stories that we're making up about these people. But like we were doing that with everything and we were doing it the entire time. And I was like, holy fuck. It was nice being around her for that long because she's like one of those people.
I feel like I got you a little bit into that before. And then it's so easy to get into once with David's Dobrik's and his friends, like they're constantly doing theoreticals.
Yeah. And that's what it was the entire time. And she's one of those people that. It's difficult to explain, but she's like one of those people that'll keep you sharp. Like you have to be paying attention the entire time because she's going to say something that is going to go over your head if you're not paying attention.
I wonder how many people are Googling theoretical right now.
Theoretical, yeah. But like it was refreshing to be around somebody like that because like I'm around stupid people all fucking day. Like I have to do this podcast with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and so much shit goes over your head and that's fine. Yeah. You know, nothing against you. But, like, it was refreshing being around somebody.
You killed me and burying my body somewhere?
Yeah, exactly.
Theoretical. There's an example for you guys.
But it was refreshing. It was nice. She kept me sharp the whole time.
You get married and she has your babies?
No.
It's just a theoretical. Come on, guys.
Right, just theoretical. Calm down.
Calm down.
But it was fun.
That's cool, man.
We definitely have to go. You would like
now
it.
Now I'm going
to
be thinking about trying to put theoreticals in the rest of the pod.
That's the thing. You don't want to force it, though.
Yeah, it's going to be chill. It's going to be chill.
And it was chill the whole time. The
whole time.
I felt like I got so pretty chill. Good at it.
Like, you get so chill, like, you're shivering.
All right, right calm down. Calm down. You're getting a little aggressive, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, good times. Yeah, David Dobrik's... I ran across some news that he just bought a new house, I guess. So I think his first house he bought for a couple million, I think it was less than five, I think. Just bought a $10 million house.
Where at?
It looks fucking amazing. It's just kind of... just outside of Hollywood, really. Like, just, yeah. Or it might even still be in the city limits, I'm not sure. But kind of just like... Northwest of the Hollywood area.
Okay.
Of like the main downtown area. So I was kind of curious. They had his address and everything posted. So I felt like I was like, gosh, why did he not go in a gated community? But I mean, he probably has his own gate to his property.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the house is amazing. Pool, like very modern, built this year. So I think like he's going to be the first one to live in it. I think it was just finished being built.
That's pretty cool.
So yeah, very exciting. So that always makes the...
So do you know
they what... They like to film a lot where they're at. So I think they'll be shooting a lot of stuff there.
Do you know what it looks like then?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, I even looked it up on Google because the address was right there. I was kind of curious where it was located from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And he's got a very nice location. And... yeah, man. Like, I don't, for just knowing too, like being a little familiar with like how expensive houses can get, man, for 10 million, like it's fucking 8 rooms or something. Or no, 6. No, yeah. It's like 6 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, which is always funny how they do that with these mansions.
The bathrooms.
Make more bathrooms than
it's always like that.
You know, which I mean makes sense though, too. Usually have a bathroom for each bedroom and then you have an extra,
You gotta have like bathroom, a guest bath.
A guest bathroom. And then what's funny is too that somebody at my front door. Better be my mail.
Sorry about that, folks.
Then we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, just my workers came to my front door. You gotta love the Ring technology. You can literally just see somebody chilling on your front porch. I'm trying to, which they should have pushed the ring. They might have rang the doorbell, but then I can talk to them. And I was trying to talk to him as he was walking away. But yeah, so yeah, David Dobrik's killing it. Hasn't put out a podcast in, or he does have a podcast, by the way, just audio. He puts that out every week, which I guess you prefer audio anyways. But yeah, really good, him and Jason Nash. But he hasn't done a regular vlog. YouTube video vlog since before freaking Corona. Mm-hmm. Or he did one while it was going on. But I think he got paid a decent amount of money to start posting on TikTok. And he's been consistently usually posting at least every other day.
Is that still here? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's very much a thing. It's insane how popular it is.
It's not going away?
It is not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And it's going to be around for a little while. Unless the government just, it's owned by China, so they do have access to all that information, which, I mean, I guess technically they could misuse it if they really wanted to. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, but, I mean, there's definitely some risks there. China's the most trustworthy country, by far. Definitely some issues there, and, that's some interesting things to look into too, with just what they've been up to. Yeah, but that's a whole podcast there. I don't know how much you even know about that. They have their own, at this point they have their own, camps of people.
We talked about it. I think
it's crazy. There's even footage now. They got drone footage of it and stuff, and shaved the people's head and had them on the same clothes, put them on the train and stuff. It's scary. So, but anyways, on to happy things.
Coffee.
Huh?
Coffee's happy.
Coffee's always so happy.
Yeah.
Gotta love me some freaking coffee. Yeah, so David Dobrik, I miss his vlogs. I wish he starts back up. He says he'll be back when they can go to the bar and hang out with all their friends, is what the plan is. So that's still probably a little bit away, especially in California. Huge issue, too, in California, man, since people are starting to have to finally pay rent. Their people are leaving California in droves like crazy. Like moving companies are booked up, and they're probably charging through the roof just because they're being so overworked probably right now, just to try to tame it down a little bit. But our man Joe Rogan is he's gone. I guess he's already at least partially moved. Already has a house and everything, and even saw a picture where they were designing the new podcast.
Studio, I saw that.
Looks really cool.
Looks interesting.
Looks really sharp. Definitely stepping it up as far as just the look of the podcast. The picture looks really awesome.
I think I saw Joey Diaz tweet today. I think he said goodbye, LA.
Yeah, he's going to somewhere else, I think. I think he's going to like Brooklyn maybe not Brooklyn, but he's going to somewhere else himself.
Do you know?
But,
Los Angeles, I'm going to miss you. Love you.
But yeah, just some celebrities, you know, leaving. I mean, you know, there's still, especially with internet nowadays. I mean, it doesn't really matter where you live. If you get a job, you can always commute. It definitely, to an extent, being in California does help. You being around Hollywood, you know. But there's plenty of people. I mean, especially a lot of, YouTubers and. It doesn't matter. It's easy to collaborate with other ones because there's a lot of them there. But they can congregate in different places, too. There's even, I know of different, one of the big places to move nowadays is Austin, which Austin is a big film place, too.
Mm.
So it was already a big film place. And then in Atlanta, is a really, or yeah, Georgia is really a big place to do movies. In fact, they might even put out as many movies. I was hearing, I don't know how true that is, but as even Hollywood in Georgia, like they're just pumping out movies like
in
crazy.
In Atlanta?
Yeah. Yeah, like the Atlanta area. It just all, I guess all over Georgia or whatever.
It's like the second Hollywood.
But, well, you got the guy that does Medea.
Medea.
Tyler Perry. Yeah, his gigantic multi-millionaire like studios is in Georgia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he built that there. And that place is massive. Hmm. And, I mean, they're going to be pumping out movies. And, of course, he's been pumping out bangers for years. I've never been a big fan of those movies. Like, I just found them kind of silly to an extent. But
I mean, the man likes dressing up as a woman.
can definitely be funny to an extent.
What are you going to do?
But super entertaining. But, yeah, he's like... He's the Eddie Murphy of our generation.
Yeah, really is.
He plays all those different characters.
God, dude, Norbit was so funny.
That was a classic. Norbit.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Damn, I haven't seen that one in a while.
Oh, yeah, Norbit's okay. But then, Norbit was pretty funny, yeah. But then Nutty Professor, I mean, those were just...
Those are good, too.
Insane. Oh, my gosh. When he's at the table playing everybody but, like, the little kid...
Mm-hmm.
It's insane, man. He's him in a fat suit, like instant humor. Like, oh my gosh.
He's just one of those people that's really good at acting.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's funny and he's good at acting.
Yeah, fantastic. So, when you said David Dobrik, I couldn't help but think that Roman Atwood finally came back. I think I mentioned before that he finally posted on Twitter. Nobody had heard from him.
Yeah, you talked about this in the
people had putting. Been plastering all kinds of videos saying, giving reasons for why he didn't come back. Finally posted a video. Not too long of one. Kind of just talking about talking for a little bit and did a simple little video where he let all the water out of this old nasty pool. Showed his whole family, but could not give the reason why he. So supposedly there's this big, gigantic reason why he hasn't been able to post. Since January, there's something going on. So maybe it's some kind of lawsuit or something or whatever. Maybe some custody with his son, but he couldn't talk about it. Hmm. And but that's kind of crazy to take him offline though for a year. Like not a year, but it's getting close to a year now. I mean, what is this? August now? It's been what? Yeah, 2/3 of a year. Just did a simple video, so it's super pumped to see him back. And looking forward, I mean, his positive energy is just amazing. Like, people, you know, he daily vlogged for the longest time, so people were kind of even used. He hadn't done it for the last couple of years, but, you know, you get used to those consistency videos in today. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like taking a pill, like, just that, like, it, I mean, just listen to this, watching somebody that you enjoy. I mean, your anxiety can go away just during those times. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely like, oh my gosh, especially David Dobrik's vlogs, watching his 4 minutes and 20 seconds of nonstop, like, silly goofiness, pranks, like, giving away cars or whatever, you know, it's euphoric. Like, it's just like, it takes you to a different place. Like, that's why I like, love comedy and stuff. And, I'm definitely a stickler to like having a certain standard of comedy too. Like I
you're a harsh critic of comedy.
I definitely am. I'm definitely I like consistency, good storytelling. Like I don't have to laugh for a while too if it's you're telling setting up a joke or telling a really good story. You know,
dude, who was that one Asian comedian that you and I watched the one night?
Oh, but he was kind of looked really professional.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we kind of knew. We hadn't heard of him before. He did a really good job, right?
Dude,
yeah.
He did a phenomenal job. I thought he was fucking hilarious.
That was on Netflix, right?
I forget his name.
Yeah, I forget that. He was somebody new.
Very good.
Something that I can't remember if I talked about it or not, but so Australian did this reality.
Australia.
Did this reality show where put, was it 10 comics all in one room? And you had to try to make each other laugh. you get booted for it was for $100,000, and Rebel Wilson was the one hosting it, and she was, you know, helping pick who, or she was deciding. Seemed like she was the person to just deciding who, if you laugh, you're out, mm-hmm. or even smiled.
Ah, okay.
And you're out of the competition. And shout out to Rebel Wilson, who's like lost a bunch of weight. Hopefully she's still funny. That's always the thing. Like, it easy happens, man. People don't, when you're so used to see somebody as that person, that character being silly, and a lot of times, you know, their funniest humor is them making fun of their weight and stuff like that.
Kind of like a Jonah Hill.
Yeah, like a Jonah Hill. Like, it would be interesting to see. I mean, she's amazing. Her humor is super funny, so I'm kind of curious to see how she's like. And she's really got, she looks great.
Really?
She's really putting off the weight, taking off the weight. But yeah, so she was hosting this show, and some of these guys were fucking amazing with their comedy, like, and then because they did interviews while it was going, or afterwards they did interviews and then put the interviews in the show, and it was like just the comedian saw, like, oh my gosh, I broke so many times, like, just how, like, this person is super funny. And it came down to the two funniest people just like doing this craziest shit. Like, this dude comes up with a jacket and there's penises all over it, and he's doing this funny dance, and he's just jerking off all the dicks on his jackets. Just insane shit, and just the craziest shit. And this room is completely messed by the end of the day. Like, yeah. It's all done in one day. And the main guy that I like, there was two guys that did really well, and the main guy that I like ended up getting runner up. I thought he should have won, but the both guys did really well. But I'd never seen anything like this. Like, basically, like, and that's the worst thing for a comedy, for a comedian too, is for being jokes and being silly, mm-hmm. and nobody's laughing. Everybody has a straight face.
Yeah.
It was insane. I freaking loved it. It was so entertaining.
Interesting. She hosts it?
She hosted it, yeah.
Okay.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Do you remember the name of it?
I think it was Australian something or other. I'll look it up after this. But yeah, super funny. I don't think it would be for everybody because it's just kind of chaotic in a way. But
oh yeah, she has lost a lot of weight, huh?
Oh my gosh, she's Rebel Wilson.
I haven't seen her, so yeah, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
Doesn't that inspire you?
No, I want to stay fat. No. I've put off about 5 pounds. I just gotta stay active and stay away from the fucking carbs. Holy shit, man! Seriously, if I could, I would be 50 pounds less if I could just stay away from bread and pasta. Done.
Dude, but bread and pasta is so good.
Bread and pasta is amazing.
It's the best.
I'm going to have some today.
See?
I'll probably pick a pizza up on the way home.
Yeah, pizza sounds good.
Pizza sounds very good.
I had Taco Bell today.
Ugh. See, at least I can do that. I can stop myself from getting that shitty fucking fast food.
I love me some Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Fuck you. How disgusting. Taco Bell is the trailer trash of the fast food community.
No.
Fuck Taco Bell. When it comes to fast food, Taco Bell is the shittiest of the shit.
No, dude. Give me a nice, greasy, cheesy gordita crunch.
Gosh, I'm going to throw up.
It's got the soft shell wrapped around a hard shell. Cheese, lettuce, taco meat.
All I heard is shit wrapped sour around cream. Shit, and you're putting that shit in your mouth.
The nachos and cheese is just...
You have...
So smooth. The cheese is so smooth.
Probably hardly have any taste buds. You're killing all your taste buds, and the rest of your taste buds are committing suicide because they don't want to have to taste that shit.
And the Cinnabon Delights...
Okay, Cinnabon, that's different. Okay, that's not their thing.
It's the cherry on top of the Taco Bell.
They're paying for somebody else's...
It's the cherry on top of the Taco Bell meal.
Okay, Cinnabon is good shit. Cinnabon's amazing. Okay.
Very good shit.
Taco Bell is complete shit.
Dude, the cheesy potato... Never mind, I'm started. Dude, they got rid...
Never mind, I'm started.
They got rid of my cheesy potato griller.
Oh my gosh. Fuck. You poor starving child.
I don't understand.
Oh my God, what are you going to do?
I don't know, because I'm never going to have one again, ever.
You should be like a little bitch like all the other Twitter people and jump on there and complain.
Because, dude, they've changed.
We're going to cancel Taco Bell. You have my permission to cancel Taco Bell on Twitter.
They've changed my cheesy potato griller twice. First time, it was a loaded potato griller, which meant that there was bacon inside of it.
Wouldn't you rather have like Chipotle or something?
Well, yeah, Chipotle was good.
Okay.
But like,
you got to say Chipotle is better than Taco Bell, though, right?
Chipotle is better than Taco Bell.
Okay, there we go.
But like, if I'm
there's hope for you.
But if I'm going through the drive-thru at a fast food restaurant and I'm feeling Taco Bell, the cheesy potato griller used to be a loaded potato griller. It had potato in it. It had cheese. It had sour cream. And it had bacon. It was so good. All right. And taco meat. Now the cheesy potato griller. They got rid of the bacon. No more bacon. And then as of August 13th, no more cheesy potato griller. It just progressively got worse and worse.
Because they're tired of getting sued by all these fat people that are saying, "You made me fat! Taco Bell made me fat!"
That's not the case.
I had to get my 10th valve removed.
Because you bought the food, sir.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Taco those Bell didn't make you fat.
There's people like that. There's people like that. It makes me fat.
McDonald's didn't make you fat. You bought the food. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that argument? Do you agree with that argument?
I do, but I would say it's definitely, it sucks how it's so much easier to feed a family on unhealthy food than it is healthy food.
I agree. I agree 100%.
I mean, but if you're proactive, say you're making your own garden, you know, I mean, people.
Do you ever see like old films of?
Man, if you're
like cities in like the 60s, nobody's overweight. Not a single person walking around in the streets is overweight.
Yeah.
But like if you watch that same clip now, most of the people in that video clip are all overweight.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great.
You ever see those horrible clips of people from the neck down, like them showing fat people? They're doing some kind of the news channel is doing some kind of like something about, you know, like this new study came out about fat people or something. So like they're filming people from their neck down, and you're just seeing a bunch of fat people.
What?
You've never seen a cut like that before?
I've never seen a cut like that. Just like it cuts their head off.
Yeah, they're just showing their body that they're fat. But they're not showing the person.
Are you talking like B-roll?
Yeah, B-roll.
Okay, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Like while they're talking about it in the background, it's just the bodies of fat people.
Yeah.
That's some shit right there. I'd be pissed watching the 6 o'clock news and be like, hey, that's me.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until you identify yourself.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'd know that role anywhere.
God damn, am I really that fat?
Oh my gosh.
You should ask Rebel Wilson what she did. I think he could drop the weight.
I'm pretty sure she just fucked it all off.
Well,
she just turned into a slut.
Dude, have you looked at have you looked at like our profile photo?
Our profile photo?
Like what you looked like when you got up here?
I know, dude.
Do you remember? Isn't that crazy?
I look good. I know, and as far as, and not too much weight, and my face would probably look like that, because I lose it in my face so quickly.
Actually, don't know where it's at.
Speaking of which, we need to change the font. You can't read what Unscripted Banter very well. Change that font.
Are you telling me to change the font of our photo?
Yeah, because I got an ad rolling right now on Facebook and stuff, and Instagram, and
I think
can't
it looks,
read it very well.
I think it looks great.
Yeah, it looks great if it was bigger, but because it's smaller on everybody's phones, you can't see what it says.
So you're telling me if I go to Spotify right now, shout out Spotify.
Shout out Spotify.
I go to podcasts. I go to shows.
Go to shows, pull it up, and you can't read it very well. You know what it says, but another person, it just kind of bleeds together too much.
So what do you want it to be, sir?
You just don't take away the shadow, or
you still wouldn't be able to read it.
Oh well, yeah, okay. Well then, see, at least you agree with me. Then.
But nobody cares
just
about
it to a font
because like, it says Unscripted Banter right there.
Yeah, it does right there. But I'm saying we got as a suffering. I want people to be able to see that what it says. Please.
We'll see.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you. We'll Guys, see. We really thank you
no
for
promises.
Listening to it. Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate you.
No promises.
Us. It's your podcast too, Tyler. Guys, we're Unscripted Banter.
That's right.
We're badass. We're fun to listen to. Especially when you're taking a shit or a shower.
That's the only time we're good to listen to.
I mean, I prefer not to you be taking a shit while you're showering. That's not very nice to whoever's having to clean that shit up.
That'd be miserable. Shitting all over your feet.
Fuck. Oh, gosh, what the fuck? Man, this is ending on a very disgusting note.
It's disgusting.
Guys, please follow us on Unscripted Banter on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, Seth Holmes. Seth Holmes on Instagram. We have a Facebook page, Unscripted Banter Podcast. Check that out. Tyler, where can they find you?
You can find me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com.
Guys, this has been episode 136.
Are you sure it's 136?
I'm pretty sure. If not, you'll correct that. But it won't be correct in the podcast, but you know.
I just don't know if it's 136, guys.
We've brought the excitement.
I just don't.
We've brought the goofiness.
All right, it is 136. You're right.
I said the right podcast number.
So I don't have to edit that. That's great.
Fantastic. Guys, thanks for listening as always. Tyler?
We love you fuckers.
Oh, shit.
Have a great week.
I felt that deep down in my soul.
Nala says bye.